get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Today we are going to these voices from Zion called I Give Unto You Power. Hallelujah. So, every child has an inheritance in his father. Fathers give good things to their children. Even Jesus says so. That ye being evil, yet ye know how to give good gifts unto your own children. Yes. Most good fathers want their children to follow their footsteps and continue their good names, their legacy, maybe their good deeds. Most conquerors, winners, stars, celebrities, want their children to be shot into the limelight also. Yes, and that's true. No great person wants his descendants to be a mean person. No, I was asking a question from a man of God. And then I was asking, why is it that men of God worldwide these days, especially from the Pentecostal platforms, when they are going home, when they are aging, they either it is their wife or one of their child that takes over after them. Is the work of God heritable? Are you getting me? Can your family inherit your anointing, your calling or something? So this man of God said that, who was Jashom in the Bible? Jashom, son of Moses. He said, did anybody knew him after Moses left this earth? He said, nobody. He said, so train your children, praise the Lord, so that they will be known. Train them to take after you. Hallelujah. It's not that God cannot use your children, but if you train them that way.
I said, I didn't agree.
But the truth is this. If anybody is famous, you don't want that fame to leave your family, even when you left this earth. Are you getting me? And today, both in the world and in the church, they do the same thing. Amen. It's the same. Any man of God, that God will now tell now that this is your church. The person that will continue is not your family. And we agree. I think we should drop cap for such a man of God. Amen. I think Church of Christ cannot be inherited. Ministry, anointing cannot be inherited by the person you think. Hallelujah. There's a particular church in this country that is God that chose for them. So I was talking to one of the pastor in that church. I said, has daddy announced the person that will take over after him? He said, if he announced, we will not agree. Hallelujah. I said, what, why? He said, because they announce him now. He said, if he announce, all of us, myself and all the pastor, the member, will not agree. Why won't you agree? He said, it should be maybe that week that he will die that he should announce. I don't know, maybe you understand. That if he announce now, it's a plan work. If somebody chose, it should be at his deathbed that he should say, so person should do what? Take after me. I reason with that. Hallelujah. I reason with that. Hallelujah. You see, most people that are up there, they don't want their children to be down. They don't want it. Even you don't want your children to be a nobody. No great person wants his descendant to be a mean person, a nobody. Even the devilish ones, maybe some devilish ones shall. Amen. Even the wicked ones want their seed to continue their wickedness. That is why some fathers do initiate their children into their cult. Some wicked mothers also transfer their witchcraft power to their daughters. Hallelujah. It's just the same thing. But it's funny that it's also in the Christendom today. Hallelujah. I think if the church is still as poor as church rats of many years ago, nobody will. In fact, if you transfer the church to your children, they will say, no, sir, daddy, I want to be an engineer, not a pastor. But today, church is blessed. There are many organizations that are not as rich as the church. Hallelujah. So people are not inheriting the church. Some will inherit the church and the anointing of the church will not speak again. It will not speak again. According to the word of God and deep knowledge about humanity, it is discovered that no man owns another. You are just a privileged father, mother, caretaker, you are trainer. But you are not the maker or creator of any human being. You are not. If God give you children, you are a privileged caretaker. You are not allowed to order those children the way you like. But the way the one that gave them to you wants it to be. The way he likes. Almighty, the sovereign God, is the maker and creator of all. The father of all. For us to know our number one inheritance in our father. I mean in our father God. And now to collect it. This edition of Voices from Zion is written title, I give unto you power, the word of Jesus. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. The Bible said nothing. So don't put something in it. No matter what it is, cannot hurt you. Because he gave you power. Hallelujah. From today, no evil will hurt you. No material things will hurt you. God can so much protect you from elements that no element on this world can hurt you. Now, this word came out of Jesus' mouth unto the 70 disciples. Though Jesus' birth was mysterious, but he was still born like any man, like any other man. The same way our mom labored, Mary also labored. Though he had a divine assignment on the earth, he couldn't start his mission until he went into 40 days prayer and fasting and returned in the power of the Spirit. So Jesus also fasted for power. As long as you are a human being, you need God's power. But it cannot be offered you on the table of delicacies where you are eating and drinking wine. You have to go dry for this to get it. I give unto you power. To speak to someone on the wheelchair and say, in the name of Jesus, arise. Something must be inside of you. Somebody hear me? For someone that has gone through several hospitals and they say, madam, you can never have children. And the person come to you and say, in the name of Jesus, you are now fruitful. And came after 9 months with twins. Something must be inside of you. That thing is called power. Power of God. Ability to command heavens to take charge on the earth. Hallelujah. Power. If there's anything we need these last days to command miracles, power. And when the devil had ended the temptation, that's in Luke 4:1-18. When the devil has ended the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel of the poor, to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. People of God, hear me. It's not just anybody who can do miracle. It is people that are empowered for it. It's not just anybody. It's not anybody that can say, receive your deliverance, and they receive. No. Something must be in you. And it is called the presence of God to the level of delivering others. If you don't have it, don't go and mess yourself up. Don't be like that man of God that was casting out demons, but the demon ended up casting him out. Don't be like that. You can't work miracle with emptiness. Hallelujah. I used to wonder, all the time I wonder, how does those people they call fake pastor does it? I wondered. Are you getting me? How are they being able to do it? Because even we, that whenever we are praying and ministering to people, you have to be filled with Holy Spirit. Most of the time, you don't even see miracle happen to you, what you have expected. So I wonder, and then we will attack. Attack come from pit of hell at times. So I wonder those people faking miracle, how they does it? They must be highly demonic. I wonder. Because without the power of God, you are exposed. No, from that day that he read this scripture, Jesus read this book, from that day his ministry started. He began to preach, to do miracles, and bless people in diverse ways. Until Holy Ghost power invade your temple, your preaching will not make sense. It will not make sense.
your teaching will not really arrest people because you don't have the power. Well, if the power is there, when the word is coming out of your mouth, it's back up with Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. The devil will not be able to come into the atmosphere. Jesus was mostly found on the mountain praying when he was there on the earth and carried some of his team along at times. Like in Matthew 17, 1-8, Jesus rose from seeking more powers of God to the level of power of God by his death on the cross, and God committed all judgment into his hands. Wow. Which is rendered us in John 5, verse 22. All power, all judgment has been committed unto the Son. All judgment. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Hallelujah. Imagine the one that died for your sin is the one that will judge you at the end. Amen. So, let us look at this. Also in the book of Matthew chapter 28, we were baptized into the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we want to look at the name of the Father. When you open the eyes of fools that say there's no God, and they believed you, and believe that God exists, then you have brought them unto the Father. I don't know, maybe you are getting that. No, there are people that say there's no God. If you can succeed, if you can try, and God help you to be able to speak to them, and they begin to believe that truly there is God, then you have brought them unto the Father.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Whenever you are used of God to make people know that God must be first in all they do, and they comply, then you have baptized them into the Father. There are people that today, anything they are doing, you hear them say, God help me. I will finish this by God's grace. Those are the people that knows God. Don't be like that lecturer that somebody was thanking God in his presence. He said, thank God you won that award. He said, it's God that helped me. He said, which God? God does not exist. And then this small guy now asked Mr. Lecturer, how do you know that God does not exist? He said, by my sense, by your sense. Where's your sense? It's in my head. Sir, can you see your sense? He said, no. Can you touch your sense? No. Then there's no sense. The lecturer was always saying, because you say anything that cannot be seen, cannot be touched and moved, does not exist. So you don't have sense, sir. Praise the Lord. Amen. The man was dumbfounded. So if you succeed in bringing people into God, then you have baptized them into the Father. You have baptized them into the Father. So as we go about preaching, let people know that there is God. There is this sovereign being that controls all things. There is God. Some are too high-minded that if they see God physically, if possible, they won't greet him. Do you know that? They are so much offended. But because his appearance is on fire, no man sees him and leave. But baptizing into the Father is all about showing and bringing people into the knowledge of their Father. You know, whenever we are doing water baptism, they baptize in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That one is just, are you getting me? It's just an oration. Rebaptizing is letting people know there is God. Baptizing people into God is bringing them into the knowledge of God. Making them to appreciate that there is God. Many people don't know God as much as they knew their pastor today. Their pastor is everything. That should not be. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Jesus came after his resurrection and said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. Baptizing them in the name of the Father. Not in any other name. Or in another way, into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So baptize them into the Father. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. People of God, God is watching you. He knows you. He knows who you are. Appreciate the place of God. Without him, you don't exist. The assurance of his presence is the heritage of everyone on the earth Go for him. Go for God. He had commanded you and I to go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. What does it mean? What does it mean? Heavenly Father God, our God in heaven, what does it mean? Never in your life paint God as wicked father or a taskmaster to people. Now let's together read the book of Psalm 14, 1 to 7. Psalm 14, 1 to 7. The fool has said in his heart, there's no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Now, you see, you don't need to argue with people that say there is no God. You don't need. Just look into their life. You will notice the absence of God in their life. You will notice it. Because there's this slang among Christians, and it's a good one. They say God is good all the time. So somebody that is saying no God and doesn't believe in God, look at his life or her life. You will notice there is no good thing. Good things will be missing there. Hallelujah. You will notice that they are not kind of person you can emulate their character. You will not want to be like them. You will never wish yourself that what is happening to them should happen to you. For saying there is no God is a major offense. The fool has said in his heart, there's no God. They are corrupt. Can you see? They are corrupt. For saying they are corrupt. They have done no abominable works. That's why they say there's no God. There's none that doeth good. So don't work with them. They are not kind people. Somebody said that. There's no God. They are not worth somebody you can call your friend. Somebody that says there's no God, I'm not sure if such a person has a conscience. I'm not sure. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. As you are here, God loves you. God wants us to be seeking him, to be. Are you getting me? They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. Everyone said you are no God. You'll be defiled. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. Among those people, they say there's no God. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Don't they have knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? I have prayed many times and God answered me. And this God that answered my prayer, I didn't see him face to face. I didn't see him. Yet I prayed and he answered me. That is enough for me to believe that there is God. Don't tell me there are some spirit in the atmosphere that answers my prayer. I did not answer my prayer by myself. There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. The only way to escape fear, or the major way, is to acknowledge the presence of God. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. He will still do his miracle. I was at the technology market some months ago to buy some computer accessories. And then this my good customer that used to sell, but the moment I enter the market, he will make sure I get everything I'm there to buy. Now make a statement one day. I knew him now more than 15 years. They just gave him a space to be selling. Not in an office. It's an open space. He made a statement. And I said, wow. See, is this the reason why his life is like this? He said, all pastors have come. I don't go to church. I am the pastor of myself. I am better than many of them. They just be saying, church, church, church. My own God is inside my room. I said, from today, I'm no more your customer. I ended having relationship with him. Somebody that does not believe in Christ, does not believe in God, is a dangerous person. So that day I understood the reason why his life was like that. For speaking against the Lord's anointed, saying, I am the pastor myself. All those pastors, they are liars. All the men of God are liars. Is well with you. Is a loving father. He will not destroy the works of his hand. And if he does, it must be for a good reason. That's God. So my question to you is, do you really know God? If you know God, you won't run around to where God has not sent you to. You won't hurt your fellow human being. Number two, baptize into the name of the Son. If you meet a family man and you don't know his children, then you don't really know him. Our Heavenly Father said that Jesus is his only begotten Son, and without him. You know one of the reasons why they call him unquestionable? if you attend Bible study, you attend lectures, seminars, they may give you opportunity to ask questions. Hallelujah. But when God is talking, you keep quiet. Somebody hearing me? You don't question him based on his works. And begin to ask God, God, how is Jesus your son? Who gave birth to him? Praise the Lord. You know, there's no marriage in heaven. So that one, first of us, has canceled all your questions. Hallelujah. Earthly knowledge is not like heavenly knowledge. Don't destroy yourself. There are some things we will not understand until we get to heaven. Without Jesus, you can't access the Father God. Baptizing into the name of the Son is all about making all men see the reason why they must accept and believe in his name. Baptizing into the name of Jesus connotes bringing people into the only one that redeemed them and died for their sin. Preaching Christ and making them see salvation of our Lord Jesus as you witness it, propagating the gospel. Until someone is totally surrendered unto Christ, cannot experience new birth, neither eternal life. Jesus is out here to save. If you don't receive him, you are condemned. You are condemned. You can read the book of John 3, 16 to 18. Muscle, faith in the name of Jesus is believers' authority above the devil and his cohorts. The name of Jesus grants confidence. Acts chapter 4, 10 to 12. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Any miracle that is not brought forth at the name of Jesus, we should ask you a question. Because in the name of Jesus, blind eyes see. In the name of Jesus, the lepers are cleansed. So you need to be baptized into the name to know the gravity of power the name carries. There are some people that call the name of Jesus casually. But people that are baptized into the name, when they call that name, something happens. Something happens. You must accept the name. Treasure the name. So whenever you are calling the name, you are calling the name so that something will happen. Is somebody hearing me? You are not just calling it casually. You are calling it for a transformational change. Hallelujah. When Peter and John was praying for them at the beautiful gate, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they called that name for that man to rise. Stop calling the name of the Lord in vain. Use it. You know, you are attacking a demoniac. You are attacking something negative with the name of Jesus. Do it consciously. That. In fact, calling the name without quoting scriptures, it will still answer. Like when I was packaging the prayer, the Lord said to me, don't use another scripture. For all the 10 prayers, this is the only scripture. Praise the Lord. You are turning to a case. Keep calling the name. You are hitting it. No, Jesus Christ, it means the anointed one. Anybody can bear Jesus, but nobody can bear Christ. Have you ever found one? You can call your name Jesus. You can call the name of your children Jesus. There are some part of the world that they name their children Jesus. But don't call him Christ. The devil will be looking for the child. Hallelujah. We have only one Christ. The word Christ means the anointed one. The most anointed one. So it's in the name of Jesus Christ. The anointing of Jesus will go forth to fight that battle. You are releasing not your own anointing now, but the anointing of Christ. You know, there's this song I used to sing. When I call him, he answers me. When I call him, he answers me. Oh, my Father, no defeat. When I call him, he answers me. Call him with consciousness of miracle will happen now. Amen. Hallelujah. So in this meeting today, when we call him, a miracle will do what? Happen. In the name of Jesus. But it's needed for that man on which you are to rise. Is baptizing yourself into the name of Jesus. All for that cancer, HIV, AIDS, COVID-19, or any kind of terminal disease to destroy. It's what? Put yourself totally, wholly into the Holy One called Jesus Christ. And then you decree. And then the anointing on Jesus will go at work. The more of Jesus you embrace, the more his anointing will answer to you. No, when Jesus said, greater work than this shall ye do. It means just swallow me. I want to continue this work. Swallow me totally. And I will be able to do more than this in you. Because we are not competing with Jesus. Hallelujah. You and I, we don't have any anointing that can heal anybody. It is when Jesus enters us in fullness. Without him, you can't do anything. The word continues. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No other name can save you, only the name of Jesus Christ. No other name. In the pit, you call him, he will bring you out. In trouble, you call him, he will help you out. Amen. On a deathbed, you call the name of Jesus Christ, you won't die. You won't die. Put yourself in the name. Embrace the name totally. Amen. There are people who gossip about with all kinds of hangings, all kinds of things they believe. The name is enough. The name of Jesus Christ is enough. Hallelujah. That name can save you from plane crash. The name of Jesus Christ can save you from battles of life. Amen. If you don't submit totally to the name, they will introduce you to something else. And you will know something. Every other god and goddesses, every other duchesses and whatever powerful names they call all over the world, they submit to the name of Jesus Christ.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoko, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.